Welcome to Cliff and Kendall's House of Horrors. Tonight, hear the tale of what happened when Cliff and Kendall accompanied Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn on the most terrifying trip to an orphanage you could imagine. It's a night fraught with ghosts, demons, and excessive paperwork. Tune in for all the horror of Hillbilly Willy Part 4. And come back the weekend before Halloween for the all-new tale of what happens when Hillbilly Willy 5.
Once there was a farmer in the North Busheltown woods, made his money growing corn and selling off dry goods.
But what he loved the most was his pigs, yes he did really. He loved them more than he should, that old Hillbilly Willy.
He loved those pigs more than his wife, so everybody said. So it's no wonder that she took the preacher to her bed.
What happened when he found them? I know it may sound real silly, but a horde of demons went and possessed old Hillbilly Willy.
He's in the woods looking for his pigs most every night. He kills the folks in his way from sunset through daylight.
He murdered some guy yesterday, boy, it was a real dilly. So watch out or he'll get to you, old Hillbilly Willy.
Now, don't get between a drove of pigs and their man. Watch out for those demons too, they're all over this land. And if it's a late October night and the air's a little chilly, listen for the crazy laughter of Hillbilly Willy.
Yes, watch out or he might just get a little killy. That demon-possessed pig farmer, old Hillbilly.
I am a narrator. I died and went to hell and have been sentenced by Satan himself to relate to you this horrible Halloween tale. I can't tell you what I did in life to deserve this torturous task, but I can say, read the FBI warnings in the beginning of your videotapes very carefully. Our frightening journey begins in the studio where Cliff and Kendall were just wrapping up the final Halloween show of the season. Cliff and Kendall were the two fat hosts of the internet talk show called Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. They were obese, and for the past three Halloweens, they've been terrorized by a demon-possessed pig farmer named Hillbilly Willy. And I'm sure, by listening to the following conversation, you'll gather up enough plot points to be able to follow along with the rest of the story.
I'll bet living in a nudist colony takes all the fun out of Halloween. And that was said by an unknown Arthur.
Is it any wonder he stayed unknown? Kendall, shadows of a thousand years rise again unseen. Voices whisper in the trees. Tonight is Halloween. And that was said, Kendall, by Dexter Cozen.
Oh, Cliff, won't you take us home down those spooky roads?
Take me home. Horrifying Halloween roads.
Not this year. Just a good old-fashioned fun night with costumes and pumpkins.
And candy, candy, candy. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you next week.
Happy Halloween.
Oh, our last Halloween show. I'm so sad it's almost over.
I'm sad too, but also kind of relieved. This Halloween, we're staying home and it's going to be boring. And I couldn't be happier, because I don't have to tell you.
The past three Halloweens have all been nightmares. 3 years ago, an autumn vacation ruined by Hillbilly Willie. 2 years ago, a book tour ruined by Hillbilly Willie.
I never considered that a book tour, more of a me singing tour where there were also books.
I know, and I still don't know how you completely misread that. And anyway, last year we were on our way to the airport and we were hijacked by a cult that worshipped Hillbilly Willie.
You don't have to tell me. I'm still suffering. Each year my assistant has died. Sebastian.
Topher.
Tyler. All dead. How does that happen? You wake up one day and all your assistants are dead. I just can't catch a break anymore.
Hillbilly Willie, a demon-possessed pig farmer.
Once a pig farmer of questionable ethics, he's now dead, but his body is possessed by a whole horde of demons? The whole horde acting as one?
He's a monster man!
Monster man, that is a succinct way to put it.
Scary monster man that's after his pigs.
It doesn't even matter like what he's after, because he'll just kill whatever. He's crazy.
Hillbilly Willie is a scary, crazy monster man.
If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will.
Mr. Snodbottom!
Boys, I know you have plans to spend the next few days at home, bumming around, eating compulsively. But I wanted you to do something spontaneous instead.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn!
Oh, yes, boys! As you know, we've been on a waiting list to adopt a baby!
And we've just gotten word today that there's a newborn baby for us.
Oh my God, congratulations!
Oh yeah, that's great news.
We want you to come with us tonight to pick up our new daughter.
Oh, what a great idea. Kendall, what do you say? Do you need to call Susan?
No, she's in Rwanda at a business conference. Let's throw caution to the wind and just go.
Hooray!
I was hoping you'd say yes, so I brought some champagne to help celebrate. Wouldn't be proper celebration without it, you know.
Yes, dear. I'll open the bottle if you'll go fetch the glasses.
I'm so excited.
Me too.
Me three. I've completely forgotten about Halloween. It's like, hello?
I know. Now that I'm so focused on baby, I don't even remember Hillbilly Willie. It's like, Hillbilly Woody?
I feel stupid for even having been scared those past Halloweens, because now there's a baby.
Baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby. Baby, baby, baby. I have the best idea.
Here are the glasses, dear.
Here goes the champagne. If you don't mind, I'd like to make a speech.
Wait, I think you'll agree this is a better tribute to our new baby than any speech could be.
Baby, baby, I'm taken with the notion to love you with the sweetest of devotion. Baby, baby, my tender love will flow from the bluest skies to the deepest
ocean. Oh dear, you might as well let him finish.
Baby, I'm so glad you're mine. Yeah, you're mine.
Kendall, come over here, join me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby, baby, the stars are shining for you. And just like me, I'm sure that they adore you. Baby, baby, go walking through the forest.
The two fast hosts finished the song, finished the champagne, and then the group packed up and went outside. The air was chilly, the wind sinister. But the sinister wind was blocked by something large that was just waiting outside the studio.
Boys, I have one more surprise.
Oh my God!
How did you? What?
The real Sass Express! You bought it back!
Oh no. Unfortunately, that's still not an option. But I kept seeing it parked there at the pawn shop and... Well,
we made a deal with the pawnbroker, and he's let us rent it back for the next few days. We're going to take it to pick up our new baby.
Oh, how fun. And distractingly sentimental.
Oh, I've missed our bus so much. But wait, we don't have a driver.
Oh, Dear, it wouldn't be proper etiquette to travel without a properly licensed driver. But luckily we have one. Me.
You?
Yes, dear. I oftentimes have to drive my bridge club around to various yarn stores. The club's grown so large that we couldn't fit all into my Lincoln anymore. So I drive us all around in a bus. Last year we even went on a road trip to view the famous bridges.
You mean like Jeff Bridges?
Cliff, let's go inside.
Okay.
Oh, what's that smell?
We think perhaps an animal went inside to die at some point. I'm sure it'll turn up sooner or later.
But I've brought along some extra bottles of Elizabeth Taylor's White Diamond, so never fear, dears.
And with this, the group of four set out on what they expected to be a happy journey to pick up a new baby. They could never have been wronger, of course. After the cheery evening died, it was reincarnated into a dreary gray morning. The storm clouds rumbled overhead as Cliff, Kendall, and Mrs. Potter Butterchurn stepped off the tour bus and onto the gravel driveway in front of a large building.
Mrs. Potter Butterchurn, is this large building the place where we're picking up our new baby?
Oh, yes, dear, it's an orphanage. It's run by nuns.
Now there's an idea for Sister Act 3. Where are the interns?
Austin and Becky are already inside with Mr. Snodbottom.
Ooh, listen to that thunder. You think we should go inside before it starts to rain?
Oh, that sounds like a prudent measure, dear.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Sister Mary Mildred.
Oh, yes, I believe we spoke on the phone.
Yes, ma'am. If you and your friends will follow me, there's still more paperwork to be filled out before you take the child.
Where is Mr. Snodbottom?
I'll take you to him right now.
Mrs. Butterchurn, I have two questions. A, where are we? I fell asleep last night early, I guess because I was so excited.
Oh, me too. I didn't even notice where we were headed. I just fell asleep from excitement.
And question two, what's the baby's name?
No, I am glad you asked that second question, dear.
Mr. Snodbottom is right inside this office filling out some final paperwork.
Oh, hello, dear. And Becky, you look lovely. Well, and Austin, you, of course, look lovely, too.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Potter Butterchurn.
Yes, and congratulations.
Well, while we're all here together, I think there are some joyous things to be discussed.
Yes, this trip is going to be fun. Mrs. Potter Butterchurn and I decided last night that this trip is going to be nothing but fun. As we sat in the cab of the tour bus and surveyed the open road and the signs saying things like, try Taco Bell's new Dorito burrito, way station closed, and 40 more miles to the north.
Dear, I have an announcement.
Oh, I hope there's champagne for this announcement, too.
If it's all right with Cliff and Kendall, I'd like to ask Becky to come to work for Mr. Snodbottom and I as our new nanny.
Yes, dear. We'll need a lot of help with the little one around.
Oh, I think that's a great idea.
Oh, I would love to. I love children and always meant to tell you. I have a master's degree in early childhood education.
How lovely!
And Austin will, of course, be promoted to full-time assistant.
But Cliff, that means the only one working for us will be Austin. I'm left with no help. Again. It's not like I enjoy calling in food orders any more than you do.
Kendall, I hear you. And look, let me show you how Oprah I really am. For the first time ever, I will share him with you.
You mean, like, I get to tell Austin things to do?
Austin can do whatever we both want him to do.
Austin will be ours?
He belongs to both of us.
It's weird that you would say all this with me sitting right here.
We're sharing things as a family now.
Just like we're sharing the baby.
I'm not sure what you mean by share.
I've got the time, dear.
Anyway, yes, Kendall, Austin will belong to both of us.
If you just want to give me those papers when you're through signing them, that'd be fine.
Oh, yes, sorry. Oh,
yes, my apologies. Etiquette, you know.
Oh, wait, what's the baby's name?
Well, boys, since you both mean so much to us.
And since it's because of you that we're together and are able to give this new little person a safe and loving home, we've decided to name our daughter Kencliffa.
Oh, that is just... wow.
It's gotta be the best name I've ever heard.
The best name, it really is. We're honored, you guys.
We of course love you much, but I must get these papers signed.
That would be fantastic.
This is such a happy occasion.
Nothing can change the happiness of this occasion. And not even the thunderstorm raging right outside this large, dimly lit, cobweb-filled, obviously economically challenged building we're in.
I'm not even going to comment on this strange and sudden cold spot in the room. It was normal a minute ago. Now it's cold. Who knows?
Who cares?
Soon we'll have little Kencliffa. Tomorrow is Halloween. All is right with the world.
For sure and definitely. There's nothing rotten in the state of... oh wait, you never told us where we were.
Why, my children, you're in Our Lady of Perpetual Horror's home for children in the North Busheltown Woods.
We're in the what?
In a shocking plot twist, foretold by no one, Cliff and Kendall have, for the fourth year in a row, landed square in the hotbed of hell demon activity known as the North Busheltown Woods. Fainted dead away with the news. Several hours later, Cliff and Kendall woke up in a dark room somewhere inside the orphanage.
Ugh! Where am I?
Where are we? Sebastian, Austin!
Becky! Austin! Mrs. Butter Butter Jern, Mr. Snodbottom! We're all here to pick up the new baby!
Kencliffa, we're in an orphanage.
An economically disadvantaged one. In the freaking North Busheltown Woods!
This is obviously gonna end terribly. I'm just throwing it out there.
Why are there no lights on? It's completely dark.
Feel around on the wall for a light switch.
Oh my god, there's a woman in here. With huge breasts.
No, that's me. Feel the wall.
Okay. Cobwebs. Rat droppings. Crumbs from a Taco Bell Dorito. And oh my god, Cliff. Am I squeezing your man boobs again?
Oh god, we're in here with a busty ghost.
Oh no, wait. These are my boobs. Okay, let's see. Here's a switch. Nothing.
The storm must have knocked out the electricity.
If this were Jurassic Park, the raptors would get out and chase us so they could eat us. And they'd win because we're so obese we couldn't stop them.
But this isn't Jurassic Park, it's a creepy orphanage in the North Busheltown Woods. So the demons are going to get out and kill us. It won't be 20 minutes before Hillbilly Willie shows up.
Why did Jesus make Halloween so scary?
I don't know, but you'll probably be able to ask him tonight.
Wait. Here's another switch.
It works. The lights aren't out after all.
Oh, thank God. You know, looking back on it, that was a fun Halloween scare.
It was. And now we can go get our baby and get on the Real Sass Express and go back home.
We'll say goodbye to the North Busheltown Woods until we inevitably get drawn back here next Halloween through some implausible confluence of events that defy all logic or reason.
Oh, probably so. Let's go find Mr. Snodbottom.
Cliff and Kendall left the dirty room they'd been stowed in after their freak fainting spell. Downstairs, they found Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn sitting in the lobby. Kendall was about to finish retelling the story of the exciting adventure they just had before they found the working light switch.
And then we found the light switch and we were like, oh, what a fun Halloween scare that was. You boys still get into the most hysterical trouble.
Hey, where is everybody?
Oh, Mr. Snodbottom was going out to the tour bus with the interns to get something. I admit I forget what because I've been thinking about the baby.
Oh, nobody could blame you. Kencliffa is a beautiful baby. So lucky to get parents like you guys.
Oh, thank you, dear. It's a joyous occasion, all right.
What a happy Halloween we're all having.
I'm afraid I have bad news. The storm knocked a tree down over the driveway to the orphanage. We won't be able to get the Real Sass Express out until they come and drag the tree away.
Can't Austin and Kendall go push the tree out of the way?
I'm afraid not, boy. According to Sister Mary Mildred, the tree was a 200-year-old pine. planted by an insane pilgrim who'd run away from the colony after they found him stuffing his pantaloons with chicken feathers.
Oh my! Were there still pilgrims 200 years ago?
Kendall, that's not important. What is important is how Sister Mary Mildred knew about that.
You think she's 200 years old?
Maybe. Or maybe where there's an insane pilgrim, there's a demon-possessed pig farmer.
How are you making that connection again?
It's called trying really hard, and it's what our nation's military does every day, thank you very much.
Have we considered that maybe this Halloween has nothing to do with Hillbilly Willy? Like how Halloween 3 had nothing to do with Michael Myers?
You know, I bet you're right.
Aren't I always?
Not when I tell stories about us. But I think we should check out how Sister Mary Mildred knew all about that tree.
Dears, why don't you work on that while I check on Ken Clifford? Becky put her down for a nap and she may be ready for a bottle.
And I'll have Austin bring in the luggage. It appears we'll be staying the night.
Staying the night? In the orphanage?
The sisters offered since there are so many empty rooms upstairs.
Oh my, what a spooky way to start a family.
With this, the group parted ways. Mr. Snodbottom went outside. Cliff and Kendall went in search of the strangely knowledgeable nun. And Mrs. Potter Churn went to the nursery to check on Ken Cliffa.
Oh, my little dear, you're wide awake. Oh, I bet you're ready for a bottle, aren't you? Oh, yes, Becky said she left one around here somewhere, all heated and full of formula. I'll go check in the laboratory. You stay in your crib, dear. Oh my, what was that? Ken Cliff, are you okay? Oh, you're fine. Oh, let me come pick you up. My stars, how did this crystal vase break? It was all the way across the room. Maybe staying here isn't such a good idea. I want to get you, my sweet newborn adopted baby, out of here and somewhere safe. Mrs. Snodbottom, dear!
As Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butterchurn and her new child went in search of Mr. Snodbottom, Cliff and Kendall stood outside Sister Mary Mildred's office doorway.
Cliff, what are you going to do? Ask her if she's clairvoyant?
No, I'll be real subtle.
Why don't you let me ask her?
Why don't we see who can be more subtle about asking her?
Okay.
Oh, hello, gentlemen. I didn't expect to see you here.
Oh, really?
Won't you come in and have a seat?
This is a great office you have here. Just lovely. And I love that poster.
Which one, Kendall? There are so many lovely posters.
The one that says hang in there above the Pope hanging upside down on the monkey bars.
Yes, that's a personal favorite of mine, too. Now, can I help you fellows?
You don't already know?
What?
What Cliff is trying to say is that we heard the story about the man who planted that tree, the one that fell across the driveway, and we wondered if you knew any other fascinating old stories about this area.
Yeah, that's great. Kendall loves that channel, the one with the Hitler and the muskets and all the Marine stormtroopers.
It's the History Channel.
I'm more into the Oprah Network.
So, how do you know so much about local history?
I don't know so much. Not really.
Feel free to tell us anything. We're talk show hosts.
I can't tell. I told him I wouldn't say anything.
Can't tell what? Ow! Why did you kick me?
I was trying to get your attention so I could give you a knowing glance. Like, obviously the who she's talking about is Hillbilly Willy.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I know, and if you looked over here, we could have communicated all of that without using words. Like we're describing what's happening for the blind.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about?
You're being controlled by Hillbilly Willy, right? I knew he'd show up.
No. I'm being controlled by Romy Scoggins.
Who's that? The new leader of the cult that brought Hillbilly Willy back from hell last Halloween?
No. Romy Scoggins is the Busheltown District Attorney. I shouldn't be telling you any of this, but I'm an imposter. I saw a murder, and I'm waiting here, posing as a choir directing nun until I testify because threats were made against my life.
This is just like the movie!
Yes, this is just like the movie Witness.
What murder did you see happen?
Cliff, she can't tell us that.
Why not? She already blew her whole cover.
That's just it. I didn't witness the murder directly. I saw it before it was going to happen. I grew up in the West Bushelltown Woods, and my mother was a mountain mystic who read crystal balls through bones and found messages in the rye fields. I inherited her gift.
Can you read palms?
Never mind that. Can you read really fat palms where you can hardly see the lines because of how pudgy the hands are?
I can't do anything as well as my mother, but I can pick up on things sometimes.
Do you know anything about Hillbilly Willie?
I've heard the legends, everyone around here has, but I don't know anything else, sorry. I do know there's something in this orphanage. Maybe more than one thing.
Something like a ghost?
Ghost, a spirit, I can't tell. I just know it's not human and it isn't friendly.
If something like that's here, why don't you leave?
Honestly, since I've been posing as a nun, I've put on about 15 pounds and the only thing that fits is this big nun costume.
I hear that. High five.
You know where we can get a couple of those robes?
Kendall, not now. Do you think you can read my palm?
I can give it a shot.
Great.
All right. Let me see. I'm picking up on something. I can see a curse.
A curse? Is that why I'm so fat?
No, it was cursed on you 3 years ago. By a man selling magazines. I'm getting a strong feeling now. It's in the North Bushelltown Woods near Halloween. You're with a beautiful young man.
Tyler? No, 3 years ago. Sebastian!
I see a darkness around this person who looks like Zac Efron.
He was a devout Satanist.
Others have died after him. A beheading and a gunshot.
Topher and Tyler!
Dark mark on anyone who holds his same position. Because of that man who sold you a teen people and some pies?
We stopped on the way to the cabin when we came for that relaxing on a vacation.
What did that geezer at the cash register have to do with anything?
He tried to warn you about Hillbilly Willie, but you didn't listen. So he put a hex on you, and since that young man was a Satanist, it's carried over to all others after him.
You know, you're really good at picking up on things, sister.
Sometimes I get a strong feeling or have a premonition, but other times I draw a blank or I get a vision after it's too late and whatever I'm seeing is already happening. Those times are the worst.
Yeah, that does sound bad. Kendall, has Mr. Snodbottom done Austin's paperwork yet? Is he an assistant or still an intern?
I don't know. We have to stop him or our assistant's gonna die.
Die.
Cliff and Kendall burst from the office in hot pursuit of Mr. Snodbottom. They were making their way down a deserted corridor, headed for the stairwell when a loud crack of thunder shook the building. And the lights went out.
Uh-oh. How are we going to get to Mr. Snodbottom in time? I don't even know where we are.
We're in the orphanage.
I mean, where in the building? It's huge. It's dilapidated, even for a Bushelltown orphanage.
If this is an orphanage, where are the other kids? Mrs. Putter Butter Butterchurn has our baby, but shouldn't there be other orphans around here someplace?
Mr. Snodbottom said they were all on a field trip to a Halloween party.
Well, that's a convenient explanation. But how are we going to find our way out?
Let's just keep walking. I'm sure we'll eventually see a window or some emergency lights or something.
Okay.
Oh, I think I see something. Over there.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I thought I saw...
Hillbilly Willie?
No, it's a refrigerator. We're in the kitchen.
Oh, open it up. I'm starving.
Oh, me too. I can't see anything.
I wonder why the light didn't come on. Oh, yeah. The electricity's off.
I've got an app that turns my phone into a flashlight.
Why didn't you think of that when we were stumbling around in the dark? Before?
Close proximity to food always helps me think more clearly. Okay, we got some bologna, a jar of pickles, and some, pig feet.
Ooh, hand me the pickles. No, I don't want them. They're deal.
Ooh, hand them to me. What just happened?
The power came back on. Oh, I can see they have some carrot raisin salad. It looks like some steamed Brussels sprouts.
These poor orphans.
Oh, and a long pudding cup. I'm taking it.
Wait. Do you notice anything strange?
It's vanilla, and it's like the least strange thing ever.
No, the light in the fridge is on now, but no other lights came on.
Maybe the lights are just off in this room. I mean, most everybody's gone on that field trip.
But I don't see any other...
Oh!
Why are you screaming?
I'm sorry, you startled us.
We thought everyone was gone on that Halloween field trip.
I never get to go on any field trip.
Why not?
Kendall, that's very rude. I'm sure this little girl has behavioral issues or something, and we don't have... Oh, shit, I forgot we're supposed to be saving Austin.
Oh, yeah. I'm Kendall, and this is Cliff.
My name is Becca.
Nice to meet you. We came to pick up a baby with our friends, and we have to find them. Do you think you could help us find our way back to the lobby area?
Yes, I can help you. Follow me.
Oh, thanks, Becca. You're a big help.
We have to turn left and go downstairs.
Oh, thanks for your help. If it weren't for you, we'd have been stuck in that kitchen for who knows how long.
You're welcome. Why do you need to go to the lobby?
Our friends are there, and, well, to make a long, scary story short, we gotta get them and go.
Go? Don't you want to stay and eat?
Well...
We've really got to get to our friends, but thanks for the offer.
But I want you to stay.
That's sweet, but we're gonna go down these stairs and go, okay?
Don't you want to stay and eat? Stay and eat forever?
Forever!
Stay with me, and you can eat! Forever.
Oh, shit. She's a ghost. I didn't even notice till right now, but you can see right through her.
Oh, God, Kendall, let's go.
Cliff and Kendall ran from the ghost as fast as they could. As soon as they made it downstairs, they found Mr. Snodbottom holding the baby and looking out the lobby window.
Mr. Snodbottom, we've got to get out of here.
This whole place is haunted.
Boys, calm down. Mrs. Butterbutter Butterchurn is outside, about to pull the bus around to the front steps. We'll be gone in just a moment.
I thought there was a tree or something in the road.
It seems like the same storm that knocked it down also washed it away. Isn't Mother Nature marvelous? She moved that tree and created this beautiful baby I'm holding.
Mr. Snodbottom, how can you be so calm?
We've been running from a ghost. It's still in here. Frankly, I don't know why it hasn't come down here and attacked us yet.
Cliff, look. The plaque on the wall over by the fire extinguisher.
Oh my God.
This wing of the orphanage is hereby dedicated to the memory of Becca Snelling.
That's the little girl.
Duh. It says here she died over 20 years ago on these very grounds.
Double duh. I can read, thanks. You don't have to read everything out loud.
We've got to get out of here.
Here comes the Rio Sass Express. Let's go.
Where are Becky and Austin?
There with Mrs. Butterchurn and the two of us bowl.
Did you finish Austin's paperwork? Is he an assistant or still an intern?
Do you think I would spend this important family trip filling out paperwork?
Oh, thank God.
Just kidding, boys. Of course, he's a full-fledged assistant now. You know how I hate falling behind on my paperwork.
Oh, no!
That means he's gonna die. Quickly get in, dears!
Wait, isn't that gate down there shut?
Oh, Ma, you're right! Someone has to go open it!
I'll go.
No, you'll die!
From opening a gate?
No, there's a curse on you now. Cliff, I'll go with him to make sure he's safe.
I'll go too, since I am the producer of the show. Here, you take the baby.
Oh, poor King Clifford. What a terrifying way to begin her life.
Oh, my!
Cliff held the baby tight inside the tour bus. Outside, Kendall, Austin, and Mr. Snodbottom made their way to the gate.
Be careful, Austin.
I actually need some help. It's an electric gate, but the power's out, so we're gonna have to push.
Okay, on three. One, two...
Meanwhile, inside the Rio Sass Express.
Becky, can you see if they opened the gate yet?
They're trying to push it open, I think.
Becky, hold the baby, will you? I'm getting a text.
We're at a time like this?
It's from the nun, Sister Mary Mildred. She says there's a ghost in the tour bus.
What?
Two, three.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, let's get on the bus and get out of here.
The young man, the old man, and the fat man hurried back to the tour bus as fast as they could.
Hurry, guys.
Oh, you boys run ahead. My bowels are acting up.
We've gotta go. Aren't there ghosts or something?
Yes, I'll be right behind you.
Oh God, what a time for an IBS flare-up. You stay here, we'll pick you up on our way out of the driveway.
Sounds good, boy.
Kendall and Austin ran and jumped into the bus.
We've got to pick up Mr. Snodbottom down by the gate. He's having an irritable bowel attack.
Kendall, we got worse problems than that. There's a ghost on the door bus.
What?
The nun texted me.
How does she have your phone number?
She's psychic. She probably saw it in a vision.
What do we do?
Oh, hold on. She's texting again. It says to get rid of the ghost, you have to douse the bus with holy water.
Where are we supposed to get that? I have some in my purse.
What?
Well, I hope it works. It's actually holy toilet water. Toilet water? Gross. Dear, toilet water is like perfume. And this is something I bought from a shaman in Tibet several weeks ago.
Quick, we gotta find it.
It's in the back compartment with the baby's things.
I'll get it.
Quickly.
Dears, we seem to have another problem. Another one? Yes, the real size express is moving, but I'm not pressing the gas pedal. Either the engine is acting up or the ghost is in the engine.
Becky, make it quick with the holy water.
I got it.
Give it to me, I'll douse the whole bus with it.
Kendall unscrewed the cap and began shaking the bottle of holy toilet water all over the interior of the real SAS Express.
Are we slowing down? Is it working?
Not yet, dears. And I have my foot pressed down firmly on the brakes. Oh, my exploding haystack threw it right for...
Mr. Snodbottom!
Oh, let's all try and turn the steering wheel the other way.
I'll do that. You keep spreading the holy water.
Oh, I can barely look. Oh, why would he move out of the way? Are we slowing down? Yes, but not quickly enough.
Look out!
Oh my God. Oh dear heavens!
We stopped.
Oh dear, someone go and look. I'll go. Oh, there's so much blood. No, wait, that's not blood.
Kendall. Bo.
Kendall ran over to Mr. Snodbottom, who was not dead. And was also not covered in blood. He hadn't even been hit by the tour bus. He jumped out of the way at the last moment and had an irritable bowel attack in the middle of the street. After cleaning up and getting back on the tour bus, the group soldiered onward toward home. They hadn't gone too far down the road before they got another message from the psychic turned witness posing as a nun back at the orphanage.
It's another text. Sister Mary Mildred asks if the ghost is gone.
Tell her that her tip about the holy water did the trick.
The ghost is gone. Thanks.
Oh, thank heavens we're all safe, especially Ken Cliffa, who will probably need years of therapy to deal with everything that's happened on this one night before Halloween.
Huh. Hold on. She texted back. Are you sure?
The bus is working fine now, right, Mrs. Potter Butterbutterchurn? Yes, it would appear the holy water worked. Tell her we think so, but ask why she asked.
I'll text her, yes. Oh, she texted me again before I could reply to the first one. Don't you hate that? And didn't even save it or anything.
What did she say?
Oh, had another vision. It wasn't a ghost on the bus. It was a demon-possessed pig farmer turned into
What?
A baby!
I am Hillbilly Willy. It took you idiots long enough to figure it out. That stupid girl ghost can't leave the grounds of the orphanage, but I can. I am Hillbilly Willy, and I want my pigs.
Oh, Ken Cliffa, what's happening?
Stop calling me that terrible name. I'm Hillbilly Willy, and I chose to come back as a baby for my own reasons. I don't feel like going into it with you fat guys, with these old people, these other morons that will probably die soon.
Somebody open the door. I'll throw the demon-possessed baby pig farmer out, and we'll run it over.
Take your hands off of me.
Ow!
You morons are worthless. It's almost funny to hear you scramble for your lives. I'm going to kill all of you, but I think I'll start with you. Take this!
No! It's happened again! Hold on. Sister Mary Mildred is texting back. New vision. To defeat baby pig farmer, splash with holy water. Was there any left?
No, I emptied it all out.
Not all of it!
What?
There was another bottle!
Yes, dear, I always buy extra. It could be months before I'm back in Tibet, you know.
Wait! No!
Take this, you demon-possessed baby pig farmer!
Oh god, his skin's peeling off.
That's what a demon baby looks like on the inside. Oh, it's disgusting.
Somebody check on Austin. Is he breathing?
I can't tell.
I don't think he's moving, Bo.
It's because we hired him. We killed him.
Wait. I have an idea. Austin. You're fired. You're fired.
What?
Austin, you're fired.
Kendall, why?
He's alive! It worked! Firing him freed him of the curse!
Kendall, you big fat genius! You saved Halloween!
Yes, dear, we owe it all to you!
Good show, my boy!
You know, I was the one who wasted the demon baby. What was all of that about anyway?
Oh, Hillbilly Willy came back as our baby. What a terribly scary Halloween!
Oh, I just realized, since Kim Clifford was really Hillbilly Willy all along, you guys don't have a baby anymore.
Dear, and we so wanted a family to share our love.
Wait, the nun texted again. Had vision, you vanquished Hillbilly Willy. Congratulations. P.S. I will get to work on a replacement non-demon adoption.
It's weird how she's really not a nun, but she does a lot of work for the orphanage.
Guys, can we stop by a hospital?
They did stop by a hospital not long after they left the North Busheltown Woods safely behind. Austin got 3 stitches and a cast on his left arm, and Mr. Snodbottom got a new irritable bowel prescription. Cliff and Kendall got dessert from the cafeteria. Then they boarded the Real Sass Express and headed homeward.
Milton, that demon baby, sure made quite the mess. I hope we don't get charged for a demon stain.
Oh dear, that's the least of our worries. At least we're all safe.
It's so late, but I can't sleep. I've still got so much adrenaline pumping through my big fat veins.
I know. Plus, you know, I can't help but be sad we don't have a Halloween party to go to.
Why don't we have a bus party?
Great idea. Austin, get the brownies and the popcorn balls and the...
Cliff, wait. You can't order around Austin. We had to fire him to save his life.
Plus, my arm's broken.
I can't fix your arm, boy. But the good news is you're no longer fired.
Huh?
Mr. Snodbottom, he can't be my assistant. He can still die from the curse.
He's not your assistant, or anybody's assistant. Here's your new paperwork, boy, with your new job title.
Office helper person?
Yes, and as an office helper person, get ready to file like you never filed before. You too, Becky.
Great!
This Halloween ended up better than most.
I think we might have a happy one after all.
And now it's time to...
Party!
Oh, but step on it, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn.
You got it, boys! Pedal to the metal. We're going to fly.
Watch out the window. The ride goes by.
I can't believe we made it through the night.
It's Halloween and nobody died. Nobody died. In Busheltown, there was a guy.
He loved his pigs more than his wife. Came back again in a terrible way.
A fake nun's message saved the day.
Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside. Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside.
Oh my!
Billy Willy was out for blood.
But we got him!
We got him good.
That holy water sure made him yell.
Then we sent that demon back to hell.
Straight back to hell.
Or into the woods, I don't know.
Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside. Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside.
Oh, you Billy Willy.
Hey, what's in this box?
Oh, those are Austin's Butternut Rye Krispies. Pass one over here.
I'm going to go ahead and grab two.
Send a couple of my way, boys.
Oh, yes, dear, please. That sounds delicious. Pedal to the metal. Just watch us fly.
We'll keep a moving until daylight.
I can't believe we made it through the night.
It's Halloween and nobody died.
Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside. Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside.
Boys, I can't believe the baby was a demon inside.
Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside. Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was a demon inside.
Demon inside, demon inside.
Our little baby was a demon inside. Demon inside, demon inside. Our little baby was
Thanks for listening to today's show, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.